Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Boulder City!
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Things have got to change!
How many stations does this go out?
You've
got
to get mad!
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore! Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis.
I'm mad as hell! I'm mad as hell! I'm
That's a guy
mad as hell with a dick in his mouth.
Oh, God damn it with you.
Wait. Maybe that's a guy mad as hell with a gun in his mouth.
But he's like on the second floor with his head out the window.
Yeah, giving head.
He's
giving head out the glory hole. That's what they meant to say.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take anymore because I'm Nathan.
I'm Dennis.
And fuck Jay Ryder. Because he ain't here.
His phone died last night. Sorry, bro. I'm not going
to be professional. My phone died last night. No
time to be professional today. So we are the CTSM.
We are the motherfucking CTSM. And I am kind of mad, and I am as hell, I guess.
You know, are you mad?
I don't know if I'm supposed to be mad over that shooting or whatever that happened.
The Dark Knight shooting?
The Dark Knight shooting. I do know that we will probably see some severe changes in what's going on. Like, I think that, like, already AMC Theaters has said they're not going to allow people to wear costumes to premieres anymore.
But that doesn't really make sense.
That helps.
He didn't really come in the front door.
No.
He came in the
back door waving the 4-4.
Yeah, and then...
Please, man, you don't hit me no more!
Yeah, and then he was like, bang, bang, and tear gas bomb, blast. Yeah.
Where do you get tear gas at? Walmart.
He bought it online, actually.
Walmart, like, ding, oh, tear gas, what are you doing tonight? Like, you know, that fucking bitch at the counter always wants to talk to you.
Oh, right, just asking you shit about the shit you're buying.
Oh, somebody's having a party tonight. You got condoms and beer.
And graph paper. This is a math party.
Wow, I've never had that happen to me.
Do you think so is that a protractor?
Are you just happy to be up Friday night? Yeah, school supplies. So do you think there'll be any changes?
My gut instinct tells me that they're going to try to institute some new laws and
but some new laws.
It's not going to really do anything, I don't think. Because think about the entire history of the movie industry.
Yeah.
How many times has this actually happened? How many times has somebody taken an entire captive audience and just shot crazy amounts? I've been wrestling with in my head is what the hell was that guy thinking?
He's crazy, dude. He was an insane person. You know what I mean? He's been planning this for months. Probably some fucking crazy person talking in his head. You know what I mean? The dude was fucking crazy. But he wasn't. It's the same thing with the guy that shot that senator for no reason. He was fucking crazy. He was 5150.
Touche.
You know what I mean?
What's 5150?
5150 is the penal code for crazy.
Oh, I didn't know you knew all the penal.
Well, I know what 311 is and 420. Those are all I know.
What's 420?
Shut up. It's possession of marijuana.
Is it really?
You knew that.
I didn't know that. That's brand new to me. I thought that was like an arbitrary thing.
No, no, no. You know what 311 is, right?
Yeah, that's indecent exposure.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the KKK, man.
Oh, yeah, because it's 3 times 11. 11 being the K in the alphabet.
Yeah.
It's KKK, Broham.
The fucking 311's racist, man.
Even though they caught a Mexican singer, they're racist.
But yeah, they just bring it. They just bring him for clarity. What do they call it? Credit.
Oh yeah,
extra credit.
Hip hop credibility.
Red. Even though that guy raps and 311 raps like nursery rhymes. I swear to God. One fish, blue fish, two fish, three fish, four fish.
Oh,
five fish,
snap.
That's pretty good essay.
You know what? You should change your name to essay.
So do you think? Do you think there'll be any governmental changes? Do you think any of the left side or, of course, the right? Well, the right side will, oh, I can't blame guns for this. They can't ever blame guns for anything, which they kind of have a point. But the far left always wants
guns don't kill
stricter
people.
Stricter regulation. This would never happen
people
in a place
with,
where there's no
with
guns.
With, like, trench coats and gas masks kill people.
Right. I think they should outlaw Halloween for this. Halloween should be outlawed for this.
Dude, Christians are so happy right now. Finally, I told you.
Finally,
the satanic the holiday is gone.
Yep, they're doing big Catholic chest bumps. Just not even high fives, just jumping up and chest bumping like they fucking scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, we rule.
You want to do shots of holy water, bro?
I don't know when we're funny without JR.
Because we don't have
this. Because we left our laugh track.
Where's our laugh track? Oh, my God.
I might have to bring one up.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Jared is always laughing for me, so I always like, okay, that was okay. Like, yeah. Even if I get a little snicker out of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I always feel, well, he does actually laugh at everything.
Like, okay, you know what?
I can tell when my joke is funny or, like, really funny
based on his laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that they, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a way they should outlaw pedophilia because of this.
How does pedophilia figure into
I'm just saying, like, they should maybe outlaw teaching, shooting. Maybe they should outlaw teaching and preaching because lots of kids have been molested.
Oh, you're saying that it doesn't make any sense to outlaw
guns or movies or maybe they should just outlaw movies. Is it?
Maybe they should just install metal detectors at the front and back entrances
of
the movie theater.
Maybe they should have the MSA.
MSA?
Yeah, Movie Security Agency.
Oh, God damn it. Well, I'm not saying that there should be like government oversight into like making them do this, but like if I was a theater owner, I would install just for precaution.
Would you install?
That would be the most I would go.
You install metal detectors? So now you got to hire metal. You install the metal detectors and somebody to stand there and watch
it. They have security.
Watch your little keys in a bucket and then, you know what I mean?
No. I'm saying like, will metal detectors
detect metal?
Oh, well, will they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's all they detect.
No, I'm saying, like, can't you set them to where, like, they'll only set off for guns?
Okay. I don't know that you can do that because guns are made out of metal, so it's going
to
detect.
I mean, like, to where it would
disregard. So make it more sensitive.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe you can make it more sensitive and less sensitive. But then what about a Glock that's mostly made out of plastic?
We should outlaw Glock. No plastic guns.
I don't want your plastic nigger guns here at all.
God damn it. I did see a book in the bookstore, the history of Glock and how it became more popular based on
hip-hop?
Just hip-hop, yeah.
Oh, really? Well, because it rhymes with a lot. Glock, cock.
Smock.
I actually had
they're doing a nurse rhyme.
Yeah, I actually had a song on my. I was like twin Glock 40s with the cock back. That was in my head on the way over here.
Ding, ding, ding,
me
ding.
And my homies, you cannot stop that. Is that how it goes?
I don't know. That's just ludicrous.
That is just ludicrous. So I think that the far left, or even not even just gun control people.
I don't think it should be a political issue is what I'm saying.
Oh, it was politicized immediately. Did you see that? Like on CSNBC, you said
as soon as I got into work, the first thing I heard was, did you hear about the shooting? I looked it up on my phone, and then Obama and Romney issue statements on the
immediately on the, politicized.
No shit. What do you? Why do you think people dying and getting shot is going to equal fucking votes?
What are you talking about?
Like, why would they even like put their two cents in on the issue?
Oh, they have to. That was a national issue. What I mean by politicized, especially two people running for president. What I mean by politicized, you know what I'm trying to say? By like the two, like especially by the two major fucking news media that try to split the country in half, which is Fox and not CNN. CNN is actually pretty just chill, I think. But CSNBC, like, they're going all the way to the left. So they blame the fuck. This guy, it's reported that he had alleged ties to the Tea Party.
Did they?
Yeah.
No way.
In a similar.
How does that have anything to do with what
anything? You know, it has nothing to do. I guess he's a registered Republican. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. There's crazy Republican, the crazy Democrats. You know what I mean? Like the far left.
I heard the Unabomber was a Democrat.
Yeah, the far left had the Weather Underground, which fucking were complete terrorists.
Weather Underground? I've never heard of this.
And the Weather Underground were a terrorist organization in the late 60s, early 70s, all the way through the 70s.
Were they actual terrorists?
Actually, yeah, they
just got classified.
Oh,
as
no,
terrorists.
No, no. These people robbed banks, exploded cars, fucking shot.
All in the name of being Democrat?
No, all in the name. They wanted to eliminate the United States government. They wanted full on revolution. And they tried to align themselves with the Black Panthers. And they said, the Black Panthers, that's the militant movement for the blacks. And then I think at the time there was another one for Hispanics. I can't remember the name of it, but
MS-13.
It was something that Rosa though, but the name.
Okay.
And then they had these guys, the Weather Underground, and they said that they were the militant white group trying to move the government out, but not in a racist way. They had tried to align themselves with these people.
Yeah.
But then the fucking Black Panthers issued statements saying that they were just complete fascists and idiots and going about it the wrong way and killing children and that they didn't want anything to do with that. They were misguided and dumb.
Huh, well, what are you gonna do?
But anyways, where was I?
You're gonna make an omelet, you gotta break a few like children.
Yeah, that's the terrorist.
Oh, look who's here!
Oh, look who's here! Look who decided to show up! It's Mr. Ryder humping the door. Well, why we get him set up with the mic? Here's Psycho Row.
Car, go to the rim, it's still zoned out. Smoked out, leave you seen, I know a home poked out. Transport the latest product, carbon just broke out. Don't sweat the feathered eyelids, they're in the pocket. We came into this game a long time ago and locked it. Cops get their peace and leave me in peace. A little grease and it's struck us to the border with these. No freeze, no get down on the floor and spread them. In this corrupt world, the good signs there when we let them. Rules, we set them, and those who don't follow, we get them. Gotta send them love letters in the form of lead venom. Can't let nobody disrupt my holly. Gotta reach the border with no heat to stay solid. Need my connect and deliver the product. My cartel itself, I can swear once you got it. I move a lot of product, truck over, shake it, get brighter. Keep an eye for the blackout, so I don't get tighter. My connect, I'm a moreno, I supply narcotic. I don't know too well, and it cries to me, I'll just shout up. Then go on that, walk out, anything you can smoke out. Need some, I know your pussy, they call me joke out. Beat up, everything's cool, no need to load up. We take risks and move across the ones that you can choke up.
My life will fold like scripts from Scorsese. Ball since a baby, crashed a Mercedes. Rick's duct tape, wrapped up my lady. When the plane touched down, hop on the 280. In a taxi, naturally, 200,000 in the backseat. Bitch, and I can't buy a drink, I'm wrapped up in money. Turned out by the quarters, they say I'm burst out. But they ain't getting the money. Got the page of a lifetime. Area code 0115269. Bring bricks like three-way brick. Signed, sealed, and delivered on the front ticket 3.6. I distribute the shit. Tack on 8 large. Put it in the street. Pass out guns and take cars. Move a lot of product. Why you niggas buy Prada? I move narcotics and all my homeboys fodder.
I move a lot of product. Truck loads of shit and get brighter. Keep an eye for the black eyes so I don't get caught up. My connect up on Moreno. I supply narcotics. I don't know if too well. Any cross to me, I'm just shot up. Then go more down. Walk out. Anything you can smoke out. Please stop. Ask when you're pushing. They call me joke out. Beat up. Everything's cool. No need to look up. We take risks and move across the world so you can choke up.
Third party, but it's worth
cross nobody, but I'm ready to dance. And I'll live sweet concrete, holding a big heat, and a dump this and have your money in 2 weeks.
All because the homie goes signing, you'll be trusted. You know the code of silence, don't roll over if you get busted. Plus get my loot from the town from the knee up. Call me up when you get dry so you can free up. I have a lot of product, truck loads of shit, you get fried up. Keep an eye on the block, I saw it, don't get caught up. My collectors are more than a white supply narcotic. I don't know if too well, and it cost me, he'll get stabbed. Then we'll more thought, won't got anything you can smoke up. Need some time for your pussy, they call me joke up. Beat up, everything's cool, no need to look up. We take rest and move across the board so you can smoke up.
JR, welcome to the show, asshole.
Hello. Mr. My phone died. If you can't see my quotations up in the air.
The last time we did a show with just two of us,
you're only an hour.
Was way back.
Way back.
For Miles from Exile, actually.
Oh, is that? We did Miles from Exile, just me and you?
No, it was me and JR. Yeah. Because.
Oh, that's right.
The first half of the show died.
Yeah, that's right.
And then me and
and
JR.
And then I got all the way home. He goes, can you come back?
Nah, fuck it.
No, I'm not coming back.
We'll just do an intro show.
Right on, right on. So, JR, how was your night?
It was fucking bananas. I actually played. I finally.
It's a B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Yeah. Fucking shirt in the air and everything.
I heard that No Doubt is back together.
Are they?
Side note, okay.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's cool.
You're like.
I enjoy their music. Because the white girls love it.
That white girl.
Mad as hell. Anymore.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
That was the opener.
I just wanted to get you up to speed.
Well, I finally played the... I actually played the wingman role again.
No. Yeah. Again? Like, were you the girl's wingman or the dude's wingman?
I was the dude's
wingman. Oh. So you weren't...
But
you weren't in the friend zone.
No. See, but this time I did the... I did the asshole move.
What do you mean?
You play the asshole role.
Oh, yeah. That was always my wingman style, dude. It'd go, oh, I'm an asshole by nature. So, yeah, that's a good wingman style, though.
That is, though.
Please school me in the ways. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, go ahead.
Well, you pretty much be a complete dick.
To her.
To her. And then you're...
To the girl that you're wingman. Yeah. Wingman.
No, the guy.
It's good cop, bad cop, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the your boy comes in and be like, oh, so, you know, sorry about my friend.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's
just a dick.
Yeah, comes in as a complete nice guy.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing... Okay.
In like butter, son.
Yeah, dude.
In like butter. Huh? Oh. Yeah. Worked so well.
Fucking...
Like just, fucking anal ease.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
But,
So do they have anal ease in prison? Just wondering.
No, they just have maple syrup. Go ahead.
Oh, that's sticky. Gross.
Gross.
When the air gets to that, it gets really thick and it's not good.
It's not. When the air gets to it. I mean, before that, it's super smooth. As long as you don't let the air get to it, it's just only fine. Like,
no, you just thrust harder.
Yeah, it feels like glass, dude.
Thrust harder.
But it's better when you take it out and put it in his mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
At least it tastes good for him. Anyways, so you're being an asshole to this chick.
Yeah. So I was being an asshole to this chick, and my boy comes in and pretty much takes her. But she has friends.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they like assholes too.
Yeah, all friends like assholes.
Yeah, right.
all those girls just flock to you, huh?
Oh, well, not all. She had two or three. One, mm-hmm. they were already dancing.
Are these tourists or are they girls from here?
They were tourists.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
So I've never been in the scene here, like on this. But so I've always thought that the tourist girls here, dude, are like if they're here as like a girl party, they're going to be easy because they're
They're fucking bananas, dude.
You know what I mean?
There's one like the bachelor party.
Yeah.
That one's fucking easy.
But I think that's like a free throw, just lay up.
Really, I always thought that depended on the bachelorette party.
Well, yeah, a lot of Asians though. Asians are hard.
They're hard.
Yeah, they're really stuck up.
Yeah, no one needs to get into that slant. Anyways,
Asians are hard for you.
Yeah, because I don't really like them.
Asians easy for my persuasion.
Yeah, I like them now, but. I guess I've been away from the game Asians for so long. I completely lost touch.
I think you're getting to the age too where you're not gonna put up shit anymore. Like if they're gonna play games, you're just gonna walk off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you, dude. I don't need your bullshit.
Forget it, bitch.
I didn't hard to fucking get game. Fuck
so,
you.
So there's two other girls besides the one your homeboy's hooking up with.
Yeah. Okay. So the two other girls go back to the hotel room, and I'm like, all right. So what, you want to do this? So he goes, yeah.
Where were they staying at?
They were staying at the Mirage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mirage, the nicest hotel that has been updated since 85.
No, it has been updated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
dude, last
updated and upgraded.
Flat screen.
My wife and I rented a party suite, dude, and it still had the fucking old ass TV that came up from the bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Big ass tube TV. And it didn't sound quite like that. It sounded like this.
Get stuck halfway.
It was the party suite that had everything in it, dude. That would have been like, you would have been the shit in 85. You'd have looked like fucking 85. Scarface.
Welcome to my domain.
Just plowing my fucking face into a mountain.
We'll get back to your
cocaine.
Story in 1 second. It was the weekend after CES.
Oh, okay.
And the fucking goddamn techies rerouted the fucking internet and the speakers so that they could do their own thing with their computers.
Oh, nice.
So, like, for, like, 4 fucking hours, I had the people in there trying to hook my surround sound and everything back up so I could just watch TV. Anyhow, so you guys head up to the room of the Mirage.
So we were drunk already, so we get drunk some more. And so the two other girls that were dancing finally came back up. Or they were up there already still drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking... They had the bathrooms ready to fucking puke in their guts out.
No, you holding their hair?
No.
I'm over.
So, like, it was kind of like a split.
Was your friend holding their hair? He was being a nice guy.
Well, no. Where that thing? Yeah. Anyway.
I'm just busting your balls.
So, they kind of had their rooms split up into, like, two groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one friend that was dancing was with the chick that my boy was trying to get with. And I had the other one that had the other friend that was dancing. So she was passed out on the bed. So we're getting all fucking into it. And I'm sitting here banging this bitch. I look over and this bitch starts snoring. I'm like, fucking. Dude, I'm like, all right. So I'm just like wailing away, dude. It kind of helped, dude.
Well, yeah, because you were a little self-conscious before that.
Yeah, it was a good distraction.
Oh, that's cool, too. You didn't come as quick.
Yeah,
right on.
So I'm fucking just, you know, just going in deep. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. So I pull her ankles up and shit and do all the crazy moves. And which is why my thighs are fucking killing me. My lower back is on fire. And for some reason my right forearm, I don't know. What the fuck did I do?
I don't know, bro. I don't even want to.
You were getting that pregame on.
I don't even hey, who knows? Maybe you fisted her.
No, I did finger.
Like, does anybody fucking fist anybody? I mean, is that a real thing besides in porn? I don't think so.
I've heard of people.
I got a picture on my phone of a girl with a basketball shoved in her pussy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. You posted it on Twitter.
It's our mascot.
That's like giving birth to that fat fucking little, was it Japanese or Korean baby?
Oh right.
Big ass head.
I take a rap on.
Choking the
rapper. I poke it like this. Ching a chong.
But anyway, my phone fucking dies and I get home at about 9 in the morning. And yeah. And here I am now.
Here you are. Hour and a half late.
Yeah.
It's okay, dude. We were mad at you.
No, especially if you got some fucking up top.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's an eternal dude excuse. Hey, what the fuck? Why are you late? You're supposed to help me move. I'm getting laid. Oh, all right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Later, bro.
Cool, man.
Well, you get the dick for like 10 minutes. Yeah, you fucking know. Because you're not getting it.
Yeah. All right, man. Shoot. All
right.
Hit it once for me, homeboy.
Not me, dude. Yeah. I've been married 15 years, dude. Good for you. No, I'm kidding. I get laid once more.
Once in a while. Yeah, it comes with marriage. Yeah. It's birthdays and Christmas.
As far as that goes, like, I know that we have a way more active than most. That's as far as I'll go into it.
Needed to know.
Way more active than most. But I know a lot.
Not wanted to know either.
But what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need wingman, though.
Yeah.
You just tell the kid to go to sleep. Hey, kid, go do something.
Get your fucking ass to go to sleep, babe.
Go put the towel underneath the fucking door so you don't smell anything.
Put your headphones on. What did I spend all that money for?
I bought you sound-isolating headphones for a reason.
Jesus. Trying to get my dick wet.
You're being a horrible wingman right now.
You really are, bro. You really are.
Oh, man.
Gross.
So how was your guys' nights?
Oh, mine was
not as good as yours.
Yeah, but Dennis's, I don't know. He spent the night fixing his mom's computer, right? Is that what you did?
Yeah. Well, I opened up her fucking computer, and I open up the internet, and I go, oh, good God, look. They're just fucking toolbars just stacked up from the top down.
So she's had every... Did she have... Let me ask you this.
Yes, on every
fucking... Did she have every search engine toolbar?
Yeah. Yes. She had the Bing toolbar, the Google toolbar, the Yahoo toolbar, the My Web search toolbar.
The Vista what? One. The Alta Vista one and the Babelfish.
No. Firefox.
It was
Firefox mixed in on...
It was absolutely
Chrome mixed in on regular.
No, all she had was Internet Explorer. It was killing me, dude. And I just opened it up, but I'm all like, oh, this is all my fault. I never taught her to not internet like that. Oh,
to not internet.
Because as a kid, I just assumed she would never get into the internet. You're too old. Just I wouldn't have to worry about telling her.
You're too old. Let go.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody listens to techno.
Well, now, 10 years later, everyone listens to techno.
Poor Eminem.
Does that qualify as techno, though?
Well, dubstep?
Dubstep? Yeah. Dubstep?
Absolutely.
It's absolutely techno. Fucking techno, dude.
Oh, okay.
Everybody listen to techno.
I understand why people go there for the experience. I don't think me, the way I am, could enjoy it.
What, like a rave?
The whole fucking dancing, right? And I understand it and how it turns you, even without the drugs, I understand how it turns into a trance-like experience with just the constant dancing and the fucking constant moving and you know what I mean? Like even tribal societies turn into that, you know what I mean?
So when you're delirious like that from staying up.
All day, all night, and nonstop dancing. Like you get into a trance-like state.
Yeah.
I don't like motherfuckers touching me, and I really hate people around me. I don't think I'd enjoy it.
I gotta be super drunk.
Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta be fucking twisted.
I've never experienced it. It just never looks fun to me.
I'm a happy drunk, so. Right.
So my night was fixing clogged pipes.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Fixing clogged
pipes? No.
He wasn't piping it for.
No. It was snaking out drains, literally.
Oh, jeez.
It sucked ass. Drano. The whole deal. So hey, we're going to play this new...
You've done this before.
This new experiment. Go ahead. Continue your sound effects.
Go ahead.
Wonga, wonga.
Dude, look at this ball of hair.
Wonga, 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 wonga. A clock, 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 clock.
Is that your toilet or your...
It was my kitchen sink. Kitchen sink connected to the washing machine. You know, they typically connect. And so,
food part.
Dude, I'm like, just digging in there, dude. And I hear, like, I got it. You know what I mean? And I, like, snake that out. And then all this fucking black water. Like, disgusting.
Racist.
Disgusting filth food mixed with fucking laundry detergent. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus. Out of the fucking garbage disposal, just all over my hand and down and out. And I'm like, ugh. It's fixed.
Why'd you touch it?
There's no heaven. No, because
you got your hand right at where the drain's at. Yeah, right. Yeah, so there's nothing you could do.
Gross.
Then you got to keep that snake moving.
Right?
Yeah, you got to cause the friction. Or
so this is
it's like
I'm trying to change the subject.
You don't want
to.
They're so sensitive. I mean, you don't want to start over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
Once you get it moving,
you've already put in so much work.
Once you get the clit hard, don't stop. Just keep it. Oh wait, wrong subject.
Put your mouth in. Okay.
No, you're on the right subject.
Tram.
You really should stop that. Look at his face.
How many... Who's in Tram again?
Two dudes from Animals as Leaders.
Two dudes. Which two guys?
Two guitarists.
Okay.
And...
Why don't you... So Tosin and... Tosin, there's only two guitarists.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
So why don't you say the two guitarists?
Because the two guitarists.
You said the two guitarists.
The two guitarists.
Okay, so Tosin and Javier.
And Javier. One of the dudes from
Suicidal.
Mars Volta and one of the dudes from Suicidal, yes.
Mars Volta, what's
Mars
that?
Really?
Mars Volta is X at the drive-in.
Yeah.
They do like a...
Oh, yeah. So it's like a fusion jazz metal...
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Shitting in the room. So let's check it out. We'll talk about it when it's over.
Oh, we have that shit?
We're going to play it right now.
Oh, fuck yeah. Run that.
so smooth jazz.
I like that. That's pretty
good. Yeah, that was good. That's the kind of shit I could zone out to on my bike. You know what I mean? Just ride around and zone out to.
That was chill.
Think about nothing. That's good. Yeah.
Sure. That's one of the reasons why I like listening to Thievery Corporation.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
That second breakdown.
Thievery Corporation?
Yeah.
Never
it's like a.
Rich.
We have played.
Oh, have we?
We played that, yeah. We played that at least once before.
Oh, yeah. We played something Burn Your Eyes.
Oh.
Let's just play just a little bit of it. We can talk over it.
Man in Babylon.
Hold on, I'm not there yet.
No.
I'm not there. Lebanese Blonde, we did play it before. Okay, yeah, we did. Yeah. Yes, we did. It's good. I liked it.
Oh, it's so good. So good. So good.
Super
good. I'm glad you were able to remember that you liked the song based on the preview for a YouTube video.
Lebanese Blonde. I remember the name of the fucking song, Jerk Off.
God. Because Lebanese Blondes are.
Everybody's so hard on me. I mean, hard on me.
What? This is the worst. I don't like where this is going at all.
He's bleeding. He's bleeding.
Oh, I believe it'd be time.
Why are you so hard on
me? Why so hard on me? Why are you guys being so hard on me?
Stop. God damn it.
Change one word in a sentence and see what happens.
Oh, why are you so hard on me? On my forehead.
Why so hard on my forehead?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, God. Oh, so I was watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Friday.
And I completely forgot that he did the fucking the shark tail.
In
the
beginning. Yeah.
I got a surprise for you. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah.
That reminds
it's
me.
Time?
I
it's
believe.
Time.
I believe it would be, yeah.
For the murder of the week.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, sweet butter Jesus. A father killed his wife.
Is that like Aunt Jemima Jesus? Got some delicious syrup.
Aunt Jemima Jesus.
Jesus, H.W. Christ.
Where?
A father killed his wife by stabbing her how many times?
Wait. What did you say? A father killed his wife?
Yes.
A father killed his wife by stabbing her how many times? That's the question?
Mm-hmm.
Once.
42.
Well, he believed that she was poisoning him.
Oh.
Okay, out of anger? Yeah, 42
So this
times.
42. But I mean, you only got to stab somebody. He stabbed her once to kill her.
Yeah, in the throat.
The rest of the time for just for fun.
Or like a vampire.
Only one of the stabs was the death wound. That's what I'm trying to say. The rest.
Or you can stab him.
The rest were just overkill.
Yeah, the rest was having fun.
Woo! You say 42 times, JR?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say twice. He stabbed her twice.
Well, if this was The Price is Right, then we're going to go with Nathan with number two.
Woo! Woo! Come on down!
It's 36 times.
The Price is Right, bitch! Come on down!
So
did you guys see that video of the dude that... he was in contestants row or whatever, and for every single thing, he'd go 420.
Oh yeah, yeah.
420.
Did I ever tell you about?
Finally get on.
Yeah, he did.
Did I ever tell you about those Halo game I was in with a bunch of French guys? I'm playing Halo with all these French dudes, and I'm like, they're like French, speaking French, and I go, speak English, and he goes, Price is Right, bitch, come on down. And so for like six boards, me and my wife and my son and these fucking 30 French guys are just yelling, come on down, every time we killed each other, dude. It was the funniest thing ever.
Price is Right, bitch, come on down.
What the fuck?
Oh, you funny French fuckers.
French fucker.
That's funny that you, the French, we're playing against a bunch of Frenches.
I know, right? And we had the berets on.
Oh, jeez.
Boom.
Why the fuck were you wearing berets at home?
We were playing it. We always play Halo with berets on. You don't?
No.
Neil Cumming.
In your mouth.
Yes. It's actually spelled like that. C-U-M-M.
His name is Neil Cumming?
Oh, yes. C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Was found...
Neil Bob's Cumming.
The show is so dirty. Jesus. Don't move. Oh, fuck. Don't move.
Was found not guilty after a jury ruled he was insane in the membrane at the time of the killing.
Insane in the brain.
Insane, got no brain. His bank worker wife Jane was found dead at their home.
The trumpet, I'll hit that bong and break y'all something soon. I'd like to get rock, rock, rock. Anyways, go on.
Rasta, rop, rop, roppy, rop, rop.
Gonna try and snatch my crops. These pigs gonna blow my house down. I thought the wolf
underground to the next town.
Go on, dude. I thought we were reading.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were still going. Was found dead at their home in Perthshire. This is like in Scotland or something. After her husband of 16 years, smashed his car into the back of a lorry. A lorry is like a semi
delivery truck.
Yeah.
Lorry.
At 101 miles per hour.
101 kilometers per hour.
Did he kill himself?
No, he said miles per hour.
Holy shit, balls.
Yeah, that was like 200.
Wow.
No, no. That's like.
Well, this was the other car in front of it moving forward.
We're not
going to
do the metric.
Was the other car in front of it going forward or towards him?
Ugh.
Hit the back of the lorry. So then he just hit it going that fast. Yeah. If they're coming toward each other at that speed, then you double it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they would like say 101 miles per hour.
I know, right? Why don't round down a little bit? Just say 100 miles an hour.
No, there was one cop doing the math on the side of the highway going, well, if he's this far into the back of the semi.
If his head was shoved that far up his anus.
He's going pretty fast.
And he's moving out pretty quickly.
At the High Court of
balls to the walls. Speed.
Balls to the walls.
It's fast, right?
If I had to put an exact scientific number on it, I would say he's going fast as fuck.
It was too fast and too furious.
At the High Court in Glasgow. Scotland. Monday.
Near the yard.
Cumming, 46. The jury heard that he was suffering from a persistent delusional disorder, so he didn't die. He, like, ran into the semi and didn't die.
You know, he ducked real quick. He's seen a lot of James Bond movies.
They duck? Or they roll out of the car?
Just duck down real quick.
See, if I'm going to kill myself that way, because I've thought of it a lot, shoot for, like, the sidewall, just...
Oh.
Or go into oncoming traffic. But
I've always thought if I was going to kill myself, like, and I was in a fit of rage, I would just get on the freeway going the wrong way and shoot myself.
Oh. Well, I guess that'll
do. What if nobody's, like, going, like...
We'll wait till they are.
Like 5 o'clock.
See, you could probably do that too. You could probably, like... Take a bunch of pills before you get on the road.
Mm-hmm. That'll make it real fun.
Yeah, and then, like, shoot yourself and then...
Shoot myself at the same time, open the door and fall out. Like, at the same time. Open the door. Boom!
Man. You wake up in the hospital. Yeah.
With a rope attached to my neck. So, pills, rope, car, bullet, another car hitting me. I think we've covered a lot of good... Only thing else I can think of is electrocuting myself in a bathtub. I don't know how to tie that in.
Well, you have your feet.
You forgot about setting yourself
on
fire.
You put one of your feet in like a fish aquarium, which is down there, and then you drop, I don't know, a toaster in that's plugged into the
cigarette lighter.
The cigarette lighter.
Maybe those 4 amps might hurt you. I don't know.
And then you wake up 6 months later in the hospital. Fucking goddamn it.
Really?
Really?
Bullshit. You've been charged with murder.
Murder. He's 46 and he was suffering from persistent delusional disorder at the time he killed his wife. What do you think?
Suffering from delusional disorder. What a stupid name. I think you have delusional disorder.
I think the United States can finally move away from this two-party system. This guy is crazy!
Delusional disorder.
Temporary Judge Norman Ritchie ordered him to be detained at the state hospital without the limit of time to protect the public. Because what the heck is he going to do?
Is that what it says? What a horrible writer.
Oh, they had 2 daughters, aged 12 and 13.
Uh-huh. Were they hot?
Well, they were Irish or Scottish.
Oh, so they were gingers.
Yeah, redhead.
They can still get the D.
That whole soulless country.
They can still get the D.
There's only 2 types of redheads, dude. That's it, dude. Hot and not.
Yeah.
There's no in between. And all of them are crazy. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I heard they're great in the sack.
I don't know that.
In that sack?
I don't know that they are or are not. I've never had one.
Never had a redhead?
Not natural.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not natural.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Daria leaves it.
Well, you lie.
No, I'm serious. Oh. It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, she was crazy.
Did the carpet match the drapes?
Yeah, I did.
Did the carpet match your pubes?
As a matter of fact, it did.
I hope so. Awesome.
This roast beef is raw.
I'm thinking of Arby's.
Oh, yeah. That's a good picture.
I thought that was hilarious.
That picture is fucking awesome, dude.
The picture of the doctor, the
OBGYN.
The OBGYN and his assistant looking at the vagina, and they both have Arby's symbols above their heads.
I'm thinking Arby's.
I was dying. That's funny as shit. We used to call my friend's wife in the Army roast beef.
Oh.
She sent him pictures. She was still away. And she sent him pictures, and he showed the whole platoon.
Why would he do
and
that?
And the whole platoon behind his back nicknamed her roast beef. It was the worst pussy I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Gotta make yourself feel better about what you got, right?
Yeah. Roast beef, apparently. Mm. Dude, it was foul. I mean, why would you show anybody your wife's anything?
Yeah.
He's like, check out my wife's baby.
I guess he's into it.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Like Jim Norton.
Jim Norton's not married.
Well, Jim Norton likes a lot of...
weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting pissed on, getting shit on.
Didn't he get snowballed?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Yeah, well.
Like in his stand-up, he was saying like how his... His girlfriend like spit his... No. She made him lick the nut off her chest. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He said it tasted like aluminum-y.
What the fuck are you eating, dude?
There can't be.
You gotta really look at your diet at that
there
point.
There can't be a more open person sexually on stage than him.
Oh yeah, he's
the open book when it comes to how foul he is.
Yeah, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah, that was a good one. I listened to that.
Yeah, he was saying how like he likes to be dominated, but he doesn't like girls that are just saying like
take it,
you're my bitch or whatever. Yeah. He wants somebody who's really a fucking asshole, really like put him down and shit.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
Shortly after stabbing his wife, he was seen driving his Volkswagen Passat out of the driveway. Coming drove erratically through traffic, overtaking, undertaking, plowing through the rear of a lorry. And at the time, he had unquantified, I can't even count this high, levels of ketamine, diazepam.
Holy shit, niggas.
Farsetamol.
Diazepam is to stop the shakes, right?
Yeah, ketamine is Special K.
Okay, yeah, I know what ketamine is.
And ibuprofen in the system. Ibuprofen.
Why the fuck are we counting that? Dude had like Vicodin, Zannies,
and a whole lot of Excedrin.
And some Excedrin.
Wait, what?
Why did you even count that? Who gave a shit?
He was. It seems from the whole bottle of Adderall. It seems from the autopsy that he was trying to overdose on Flintstone vitamins.
You know you can do that, right?
Can you?
No.
I was like, what the hell?
This is Gojira.
It's made for kids.
So is Gojira.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, is that over with? Ending too soon here.
It's never too soon, right?
Right.
Isn't it?
Is that the end of the article?
Then it goes on to say...
I'm coming.
So after the crash, he was trapped in his car, and police managed to contact his wife's sister, who was worried she had not been able to contact her. It turns out she was stabbed and dead. Oh,
where are the fucking kids in all this? Where are the kids in all this?
I don't know, school.
You know what I mean? Like
school.
Mom, dad stabbed the shit out of your mom, and then your dad went.
Well, I wouldn't say
went
that. It's like two stabs, dude. Bam, bam, done.
I thought it was like 40.
It was 36.
Oh, was it 36?
Yeah. No. Two is my guess. Yeah, 42 is yours.
That's why do you make me do this to you?
I can't even, you know what I mean? That's only six. Like, how about, what are we said to her? Continue. Why do you make me do this to you? This is such bullshit. Please stop. You're always making me angry. And
no, you got to do it in the Scottish.
How hard?
I don't have a Scottish.
No, I don't got one. Sorry. Yeah.
Why do you make me do this to you? No, nope.
Why do you put your dick back to back? For Frida.
I mean, fucking Mel Gibson played an Irish guy or a Scottish guy and didn't even make an accent. Why? Everybody else in the whole movie had an accent but his punk ass.
No, he did.
They didn't.
You may be my wife, but you made me no sandwiches. Stab.
I wonder if he just ran out of stuff to say and just started saying that. Stab.
And her wife looked
over.
Four. This hurts, Rita. But you could have fucking picked something bigger than a fucking pocket knife. God, this would take you forever. He's all holding her down, just fucking barely stabbing her with his little pocket knife. Just fucking chiseling. He was 42 stabs in one place so he can get deep enough to kill her.
Oh, like he's stabbing at the angle? Like, yeah, angled?
Just one place.
It's taking forever. Oh, look, a sack. Just slice it open. And now you're dead.
You're dead, bitch.
How you like me now?
I'm going to make myself a sandwich, and I'm going to go drive into something.
Out of here. I'm going to go take all those pills.
Hey, honey, where's the ibuprofen?
I want to take all the pills we got. Not just the narcotics. You're dead,
you asshole.
All I got is these chewable Pepto-Bismols. Can you overdose on these? I'm gonna chug some freaking NyQuil while I'm at it.
He had taken a whole box of Imodium AD.
You're sitting there slowly just pushing all the pills out of the little holder.
Honey, what's
bullshit, dude.
It's bullshit. He's Googling online, what's the LD50 of milk of magnesium?
Oh, dude, you shit.
Just drink a whole bottle of that shit, dude.
The whole way, just driving.
Oh, man.
He ran to the back of a semi and shit himself.
He waited for the last one. Oh God!
What was so he wasn't trapped in his car. He just really didn't want to get out.
No, I gotta seriously.
I seem to have shit my pants.
So you just stabbed your wife to death with the littlest knife ever. Get out of the car.
You don't want me to get out.
It's not pretty.
Oh God! His psychiatrist, went to his hospital, and said that his paranoia was apparent during the appointment, where he asked if he had ever considered harming himself, and he replied he had never considered it and loved his wife and children.
Nice,
wow!
But you just tried to overdose, and you just killed your.
People don't always understand being taken care of.
Take care of.
Jesus, fuck.
What?
This is Gojira.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Adventures of Fairies at the Park.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Taking pictures of fairies at the park?
Yeah, but I used to live in San Francisco.
Jesus Christ. There's, why is that guy taking pictures of us?
It's because we look fabulous.
Talking about a bunch of queers. I don't want to see any gay stuff.
In or around.
I don't want to see any gay stuff! In here!
Watching you.
Eggs. God, that was funny. It shouldn't even be funny, but that shit was funny. It's funny that we're walking down fucking downtown Las Vegas just yelling, we don't want to see any gay stuff. Just as loud as we could. And not even giving any thought to it. Like, oh, everybody just yells, we don't want to see any gay stuff. And then the poor restaurant owner's looking, it's like, please don't come here.
Oh, they're coming this way.
Motherfucker! Here's your chips and salsa.
I don't want to see any gay shit.
I don't want to see any gay chips and salsa eating.
The fucking hottest salsa ever.
It wasn't as the hot sauce ever. The salsa was fine. That fucking hot sauce, dude, was brutal.
No, it was fucking habanero sauce, and he, like, put it on, like, it was Tapatio or something, or Tabasco.
Dude, I haven't... Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah.
His fucking entire taco was all red with habanero sauce.
Jesus, dude.
I've had a lot of habanero sauce lately. Nothing has stood up lately.
Except for that one.
That one.
He was all pouring sweat. He's all like...
Dude, his eyes were red when he came out.
Are these tacos hot to you, bro?
And I was all like, no, they're all right. Then I poured some more habanero sauce. Then I was with him.
Yeah. He's like, they're fine. And I look over at Dennis, dude. Just fucking sweat. Fucking.
Yeah, my nose is all running. No, I got you.
Fucking forehead just crinkled. Can I have some more napkins? Gosh, I gotta blow my nose.
Can you get some milk? Doesn't agree with my system, but.
All right.
Well, we had our guest stand us up again, so we'll never try him again.
Sorry about that.
Still a good dude. Still believe in his cause, but I'm not gonna drop his name.
Well, what are you gonna do?
If I got a jam, I gotta be home soon.
You got a jelly jam. Yeah. Alright, so if you guys can find us at thectsm.com, facebook.com/thectsm, twitter.com/thectsm, Reverb Nation. shout out to Rob again.
Yeah, that was his name. I was like, what the fuck was his name?
ReverbNation.com/trainwreck. Mm-hmm. So fucking God, kill myself. Thanks for listening, guys, and here's something to whet your appetites for the next show.
Next time on thectsm.com.
This is Tony and the Cabanas, and you're listening to fucking CTSM. Justin, this is Tony.
This is Adirin.
We're about Smex out.
You are listening to CTSM,
motherfucker.
This is your judgment. You are the martyr of nothing. Pray forgiveness. It's been time before. For the silver to rain.
Later.
Whet your appetites. Whet my appetite. Yeah. Gross.
Later. This one night, right there with you there beside me. All night, do it again and again. You know I want you so bad, baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, I get so high when I'm around you, baby. I can touch the sky. You make my temperature.
Now loading blooper clip.
What are your three favorite bands? Linkin Park, Wiz Khalifa.
Linkin Park. No, for real, though, I do like Linkin Park.
So you like their new stuff? Yeah, it's pretty chill. Well, a lot of people don't really like. Yeah, well, other people. Next question.
Listen here, nigga face.
Despite the rules, I choose to be one of the chosen few, leaving you confused. Please, then we got you all amazed. How the fuck I can be so blazed? Take one black. Duffin your life with terror.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
So blazed.
What?
JR said his phone died last night.
Oh, he's on his way now.
He still cares about us. That's cute.
Phone died last night. And you died too, JR. You're dead to me. Don't lose my number. Send. All right. All right now, fellas. What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Thank you, pieces of shite, for listening to the CTSM.com.
Wang, 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 wang